But the victory, if that is what it was, proved to be a Pyrrhic one indeed. An early winter came that year. The Russians continued to pursue a policy of guerrilla warfare. The extended supply lines were very vulnerable to attack. And by October, Napoleon now faced a very unhappy choice: either remain in Moscow over the winter, where there was very little way to supply his army, or to withdraw. He chose withdrawal and began to pull out of from Moscow in October. The retreat, attempting to go south at first to escape the harsh weather, was blocked by the Russians. He then veered back north from the initial route of his advance in. By the time the Grand Army reached the frontier, the jumping off point for the invasion, only 100,000 troops remained of this Grand Army that had invaded Russia. The defeat of Napoleon in Russia obviously marked the turning point in the Napoleonic era. It set off what came to be known in German Central Europe as the Wars of Liberation. The various German princes were able to bind themselves together in 1813 to pursue the French armies back across Germany. Convinced, and the key to this for the German princes was the attitude of the Russians. If the Tsar pledged, and he was serious, that he was now going to follow Napoleon all the way back to France, that he wasn't simply going to be content to drive him out of Russia, if the Russians would come in on this, then the German princes would fall into line. Metternich would switch sides, bring Austria into the war against Napoleon, Prussia switched sides, and supported by the Russians. In 1813, at the Battle of Leipzig, the Germans inflicted their first defeat on a Napoleonic military force. That spurred enormous enthusiasm in Germany for these Befreiungskriege, they were called wars of liberation against Napoleon. Revolts in Spain and Holland and northern Italy followed at virtually the same time. By March of 1814, Napoleon's position was absolutely impossible. He had been driven back into France itself, and France faced the very real prospect of invasion by a massive coalition of enemy forces. In March of 1814, Napoleon abdicated and retired to the island of Elba off the Mediterranean coast. It says something about the age, I think, this period, that this man who had dominated Europe for all these years, had been at war with all the major powers of Europe, who had upset, turned the world upside down, was allowed simply to go into, quote, retirement, close quote, at Elba. He actually was supposed to be the king of Elba and to draw his salary from the French treasury while there. The younger brother of the executed Louis XVI was restored. The Bourbons returned to France in 1814 after Napoleon's departure, promising a liberal constitution. The Allies, the victorious Allies, promised a lenient peace to the Bourbons and also pledged to help to restore, to order in France, to bring about the restoration of monarchy. Then in February, on February 26, 1815, Napoleon slipped away from his guards on Elba and reappeared in France. Louis XVIII, as the new Bourbon king was called, dispatched troops to usher Napoleon back across the Mediterranean to his island, only discovered that those troops switched sides, joined with Napoleon, and Napoleon now began marching toward Paris, gathering support as he went. It was a triumphal return of the great Napoleon. His troops, many of the marshals of his armies, rallied to him, and this began what was known as the 100 Days. On his return, Napoleon attempted to establish a new government, to extend the suffrage, universal male suffrage, a responsible ministry, the end of censorship, and so on. But the victorious Allies were not about to see a return of Napoleon, with all of their armies still in the field, still at the periphery of France. Napoleon was going to have to deal with a very daunting coalition indeed. And on June 18, 1815, in what is today Belgium, at the Battle of Waterloo, Napoleon finally was defeated by a joint British-Prussian force, which sealed the fate of the Napoleonic era. The Napoleonic Empire was now over. Napoleon was exiled, now no longer to Elba in a nice Mediterranean climate, but to the remote island of St. Helena in the Atlantic, where he would remain until his death in 1821. The Napoleonic era had come to a close, and now the question for Europe was, what next? Could one put the genie back in the bottle? Could one restore monarchy as if the revolution and the Napoleonic era had never occurred? This would be the task, and this would be the objective of the crowned heads of Europe who met in 1815 at Vienna in an attempt to restore the world as they had previously known it.